Rooster.
Oh.
And we got it up there.
Hi, Bill. That's
scary. Oh, Bill's on.
Yep. Bill said he's going to call in. Okay.
I'm here, guys.
Yep. Morning. I hear you.
Good morning.
All right. Agenda. Approve the agenda. We have an agenda that was sent out. Do you have any additions to it, other than the fact that...
No.
Discussion?
No.
Move to approve the agenda?
I'll motion to approve it.
Clyde moves. 30 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, public comments. Anybody want to address the board about any particular thing or not? Other than it's too hot in here? Okay. President's report. I actually have a couple things. We had a discussion in our executive session today about some policy. Roger's going to establish some policies about volunteers when they're it's not necessarily requirements, but just kind of a general guideline of what it takes to be a volunteer on the fire department. It's already there pretty much for people who are coming from outside agencies want to use us as a springboard to go out on fires, and he'll just include that to have kind of a general rule of thumb about what it takes to be active on as a volunteer. So that was the discussion and the result of the discussion in the executive session. During this past, actually the past couple of months in my article and newsletter, you'll see it when it comes out, is I've been reflecting on there seems to be, I don't want to use the word turmoil, but there's turmoil in several different corners of the community for some reason. There's several, there's at least one lawsuit that's taking place. There's been neighbors disputing with others, with neighbors about right-of-way and access closing off and things. And it's none of our business, really. It's just the idea that it's a community. And it's just unfortunate that people are, have taken this kind of tack rather than being able to work things out with each other. It can have an impact on the fire department if people think that we're supposed to be able to do something about that. We just can't. We can't be involved in those things. And we continue to have issues with the trash, people telling their contractors that they can dump things in the trash. Sooner or later, the sheriff is going to get involved in that, and we'll actually prosecute somebody for it. Actually, it makes an illegal dump in there. I don't mind doing that. I did it for 35 years. It doesn't bother me that if we catch somebody doing that we'll go ahead and prosecute it. I've also reflected about the board in terms of how it's been going. You have a professional board. I mean, the guys all have business experience. We're operating as a business. We're doing our best, and we haven't been interfering at all with Roger's operation. Roger is the fire chief. He does the operations. We do the business side of this. I think it's a good model. It's been working very well, and cuts down on us trying to micromanage what Roger does, and we don't want to be in a position to be making operational decisions for the fire chief. Anyway, that's just my kind of thoughts in terms of, as I was writing this newsletter and thinking about this is a peaceful community. It can be so quiet and so nice, and it's been, Rudy's been here since the 1960s, I suppose. Many of us have. So, it's just a real nice, quiet place in the world.
And I saw his name on that sheet you included in that.
Yeah, as a volunteer for building that fire station, yeah. So anyway, that's just me lamenting lack of civility in some corners. It's just very difficult. Sorry. Secretary's report.
Mr. sent out from the last minute. You'll be recording. There's no major updates to the
Okay. Just as a thought, in the minutes, they don't include board members present. Is it possible? Who's here? Good, you have a quorum.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have a motion to accept the secretary's report and dispense with the reading. It's a two-part motion.
Motion for the secretary's report to be accepted and dispense with the reading.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay. Okay. Treasurer's report. Oh, all in favor? Any discussion about that? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay.
Treasurer's report. We've had a pretty light month expenditure-wise. Also kind of a late month in country. Oh, actually not a bad month for country, considering we're leading up to our new next mailer. So basically right now, we have liquid assets of about $200,228.82. And then right with including our fixed assets, the building and the machinery, et cetera, we're at $308,683. We had contributions that we got in were about $3,355, and then we had some interest in one of the bank accounts, which came out to $3,372.71, and that's the income for the month of November. Expenses, actually another light one. We had just basically insurance, some payments, and low credit card payments, and it came out to basically about $7,252.08. And minus the income, we're kind of at a negative $7,252.08. But again, we're doing pretty good. Everything's status quo, normal.
Within budget, right?
Within budget, yeah.
Okay.
What was the amount we had to check it?
Total checking and savings was $197,024.91. But then there's
Okay. All right. All right. And we have this balancing thing that we're going on. We just got a big check in from the state land that's going to be in next month, and that won't be offset by expenses and that sort of thing. We've already had. We don't know.
I'd have had a look at it to see what he's dispersed already.
Yeah. Well, we're on track. We're within the budget. We're not outside the budget.
No, we're doing well.
No. Okay. Have a motion, any discussion about the treasurer's report? Any questions for the treasurer?
I will make that motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Fire chief's report.
We had two calls. Fire alarm and a downed power line in November. One training was medical and first aid, initial response stuff, and then also engine and hose operations was the other training. I nested this under fleet, but whatever. Firefighters Stark and Allison drove Patrol 85 in the annual Christmas parade and crash kit that the Saturday afternoon one. It's like the first Saturday of December every year. This is something we've been doing for quite a few years, and they're glad to have us. Facilities, no report. Personnel, is that me? Sorry, guys. A few years ago, we ordered winter coats for everyone. We're ordering more for people who have not gotten them previously, like who are new to the department. Thing that I have from back then. So we've ordered, believe it was a dozen. This is a budgeted item, but it'll show as a large expense. It's $11.60.59, and this is under firefighter morale, which we have a $2,000 budget for. So just wanted to point that out since it will be a large expense. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs. We received a set of hand-me-down extrication tools from Prescott Fire. This was a year in the making, thanks to Assistant Chief Van Atta. Basically, you know, this is something the large departments do, but there's a ton of paperwork involved, and David did the heavy lifting for us, and he and I picked them up a week ago Wednesday. So we're going to test them out in the next training and make sure they work. And
donated to us?
Donated, yes.
Great.
PRCC, no report. Then personal item. So a while back, I disclosed that I had self-published a book. I said I would donate half the proceeds. So the book hasn't really gained any traction. I did get a first payment. It's $117.12. I'm going to keep my promise, of course, but in terms of what's easiest, you know, I guess if you want to give me some direction, it's such small dollars, it doesn't move the needle for us. I had kind of stipulated that if it's after a year, if it's less than $50,000, whatever it is, we just go to the general fund. If it's more than that, then it goes toward buying a truck. Do you want me to just sit on the $58 for the time being, or do you want me to just donate that to the general fund? It doesn't really matter.
My reaction when I read this was, oh, my God. Roger, this is out of the goodness of your heart. This is something that this is above and beyond. You don't need to do this.
Well, it's done.
You could even walk it back. It's just that you personally couldn't walk it back. So whatever you want to do, with your donation, I don't think anybody here would object to either way that you handle that.
But I think it makes it complicated from an accounting standpoint if all of a sudden the book gains traction and I put in, you know, a little sliver of money and all of a sudden something great happens.
Yeah.
I think that just makes it confusing. Well, so a year from the publishing date, unless something great happens, I will.
Sure.
I'll make the donation in September. But for now, it's $58.50. And that's all I got.
Tough to make it in the publishing.
I make a motion to accept Roger's fire report.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What did they give us? What kind of equipment?
Jaws, I don't know the names of all the tools, but cutters, it's a complete set, a power plant, it's a complete set of very heavy equipment that is not quite as heavy as the museum quality equipment we have from the early 60s. This stuff is about 10 years old, we think. The stuff we have currently is, actually, it's an interesting backstory, what little I know of it. It came from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway from the early 60s.
So what stuff we have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you said that very gently.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should sell it back to
her. We can sell it back to the Indianapolis.
Actually, you can sell it back to it's Hearst. We're going to look into whether Hearst will take it back. They'll potentially buy it. They gut it and make trophies out of the old equipment, yeah. So it may not make any, spend $400 to get, ship it to get $400, but we're gonna look into it.
So, but did we have Jaws or do we have Jaws?
We have.
So the ones that are just supplementary to what we already have, or they're better than
we have a full set that is 55 years old.
Okay.
So now we have a second full set that is 10 years old. Subject to it working properly, which we're going to check out at a subsequent training, it will then, go on to Patrol 85. The old set, that's 55 years old, we'll either do something fun with it here, or if it makes sense, we'll sell it back to the company.
Or put it on our 55-year-old truck.
Put it on a water tanker out there.
All right, we have a motion. Do you have a second for the discussion, Rogers? Second? Okay, now we can discuss it.
Right.
Okay, any other discussion about Roger and his fire report? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Sorry, who seconded it?
Who seconded it? Steve did.
Don't tell them that I jumped again.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, all right. Committee report. So I have it here as Firewise. Lauren, do you have a Firewise report? Do you accept other than I still have to send you a form back. I see it every once in a while on my desk, but I got to do it before this month's over.
Definitely, because in January I'll be submitting
for
the next round, and the money is limited.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the farm bill right now has been passed by the Senate. It's held up in the U.S. Congress. So if you are so inclined, encourage your representative to support the farm bill. That's what's paying for this. So right now we're between grants. Got an application in for a new grant. Our previous grant, number 17201, for $38,600. We've used all the funds in it. Last Wednesday at the supervisor's meeting, I picked up a new grant, half of the amount of $9,000. This is going to go toward our next year's chipping haul. So we won't have to depend on the county supporting us on that. The total grant was $18,000. Can only give us $9,000 at a time. So in a couple of weeks, we'll get the other $9,000.
That's great.
That'll give us $14,000 toward chip and haul and another like $3,600 that we can use for mitigations.
Okay.
What I call EQIP projects number one and two. In progress right now in Potato Patch. Number one is a $91,000 project. Number two is a $96,000 project. And
how many acres are those?
It's about 80 acres. Because it involves not only Potato Patch, but Mountain Pine Acres and Mountain Glen Unit number one, plus some properties.
Is that 80 acres each or 40 acres each of those programs?
That's the total.
Okay.
About 80 acres. And the one that I'm encouraging you to sign up for, we've already got 110 acres applied for on that.
Okay.
And it's going to probably double the amount of the two previous projects.
Yeah, because what we have, we're close to approaching 40 acres in there. So.
And, of course, the WPA is currently paying for the cost of two port-a-johns that I personally take up and take in for service as needed, which is about once a week when you got 20 guys using two port-a-johns. So I'm hauling port-a-johns up and down the road every week.
Yeah, we're paying for those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, you set it up with
yesterday,
but I have to haul them.
Oh, okay. I thought they were going to come up and service them, but they don't.
No, they have to service them in there a lot. They're not going to haul them back and forth. So.
Okay.
So
they're on a trailer? They're on a trailer?
They're on a trailer. I'm using their trailer and their hitch because it's a 4.5-inch ball. And I didn't have one.
A 4.5-inch ball?
1.5.
Oh, 1.5. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Ambulance Stewardship Project with the Forest Service is in progress again. They did a half of it a couple of years ago, and they're doing the other half right now. As of last Thursday at the PowIC meeting, I was told they had hauled over 100 loads of logs out so far, and that they were only about half finished with the second half. That's about it. Unless you want to hear about our chipping hole.
There's
a lot going on.
The one we just had, or the one you're planning on?
No, the one we just had. We hauled out 22 40-yard containers. That's about 888 cubic yards, or 176-plus tons. We had 800 volunteer hours reported. Or they drove 629 miles. The value of their participation was $17,223. That all goes towards our renewal effort.
The grant requirement, right.
Any equipment on the re-rock in the parking lot?
Yes. I spoke to Supervisor Smith last Wednesday, and his assistant. And prior to that, a week ago Thursday, I spoke to Jeff Darley, who is in charge of the operation. And it's going to happen. I wasn't given a time that it was going to happen, but it's going to happen. Cynthia Gentle has been out here and looked at it. She recognizes how money is going to get. So both Jack and Cynthia are pushing Jeff to get this thing done.
Yeah, I met with him. Yeah, it's going to get me easier.
I discussed with Jeff the method of loading the grinder in the future. And they do have a different bucket they can use. We'll pick it up from the top instead of scooping it from the bottom. Mm-hmm. That will help shake out some of the rock.
Right.
They really don't want the rock in the grinder anymore.
Right.
It's hard on the machines.
Okay, Lauren, thank you very much.
Just a comment. When I built up there in Potato Patch, whatever it was, 25 years ago, is that when I bought and built up there, I was looking at the forest thinking, you know, this place is ready to burn. It's so overgrown. You know, thinking, how is this ever going to get cleaned up? Well, thank you for all the work you've done up there. Yeah. And up there the other day, really, those guys have done an outstanding job.
It doesn't look real great right now because they had to pull off just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot cut, a lot of slash stacked.
Yep.
Then they came up last Monday to chip that slash, but tunnel was so iced up they couldn't get their chipper up the road.
So he
sent them right back to jail. And they'll be backed up when they can get up the road.
But anyway, thank you for all that. I mean, it really looks.
We're going to be bringing in a Ford to go around and pick up all the logs, and we're going to stack it out on Rasmussen's lot.
Great.
So,
yeah.
A little bit of a problem there, too. The guy owns a Ford. So I don't know. We'll get it done one way or the other. Got a man interested in the logs. He's got a pallet coming.
Okay, thanks, Lauren. Old business. Station Wi-Fi security.
Yeah, so I expect to put two cameras up just to monitor the activities around the dumpster area. They're positioned where you can see vehicles coming in and vehicles going out, so we can get a good eye on what sort of the activities that's going on. If we catch people, we're going to be coming after the people. So they're up. We're going to see how they do. If we like the way that they're functioning, we're going to we can add additional cameras around the area as well. So.
About how much do they cost each?
The additional cameras are about $100 a piece.
Are we going to change the alarm in the firehouse?
The alarm's going to remain the same.
Okay.
It needs to be serviced.
Okay. We need to add that outside door. The two new outside doors aren't on the alarm.
Okay.
Newsletter. Greg Stava has informed me that they'll help the new person, but they need to get somebody new to write the newsletter. So we need to find somebody new. It'll be sent. It's at Sir Speedy now. We have the same list that we had before. I asked if anybody had any changes. We didn't receive any updates, so the people that have bought in the last 6 months, they won't get the mailing. They'll get it online, but they won't get the hard copy in the mailing. And it's a little smaller, 16 pages. He said, was it? Anyway, it goes in increments of four, so it was 20 pages last time, 16 pages this time. It'll a little less expensive to mail it, but it'll be gone. Probably this coming week, it'll be out, and everybody had a chance to take a look at it, and so any blemishes that are in there, it's done. We didn't make any changes, so that there's always something. So it's gone. The water tank that's on this trailer out here, I had run the VIN number, but I copied the wrong VIN number down, so I have to start that all over again. and figure out that trailer has no license on it, and find out who the owner is and see if we can't get a title so that we can divest ourselves of this thing. And it's just a matter of finding them, calling them, and getting the title. Any questions about any of that?
Did we get an official receipt of whoever donated it?
We don't know who donated it. They drove down here, dropped it off. They dropped it off and said, you can do with it what you want. And they left.
We just dumped it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's sitting out there for months. We've been talking about it for months. We don't know what to do with it. We don't know who owns it. I mean, this is a lot of brain damage.
In other words, we don't sign official receipts.
I think Karen said she wasn't.
No, Karen got all.
Karen was here when they dropped it off, but she didn't know who they were. And so, okay, let me figure it out. Figure who it is. I don't know if we can just take it to the dump and dump it off. You know, if they look at the title or not when you bring it in, so they can just be dumped it off. It does have some value, but
probably get a ticker on the tank itself that's sitting in the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, just post that, freeze or whatever.
All right, let me figure that out and find who the owner is and see what we can do and get it done. Okay, the potato patch building. Steve.
So, talked to with Kurt about a week ago. Where they're at right now is they're leaning towards building a one-bay station, and so that's probably the direction that they're going to end up going unless something changes between now and then. They're getting their survey pins reinstalled and redone so they make sure they put it the right place, put it on the actual potato patch park property because those pins have been moved in the past or taken or buried or something. So they're redoing that. They're on track, they say, to be for spring construction still. So if you don't mind, Rudy, I was going to have Kurt and his guy get in touch with you if they're getting close to the plans to make sure that, they build something that works for you and Roger.
Sure. It'd be working for Roger, but if you're planning on spring construction, then you got the holidays, you got some committee time, you got some review time. The sooner the better when you realize, determine what you want to build. Because it'll take weeks before you get a permit.
Before you get a permit.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're
from the drawings to the time you get a permit. It's a slow process, so the sooner the better.
Yeah, I'll get with Kurt there sometime next week and make sure he gets in touch with them again.
Yeah.
To make sure whatever they draw.
Okay.
Hey, other questions for Steve?
No.
New business. Anybody have anything that they would like to broach new? I didn't have anything on my mind when I wrote this.
No.
Things are perking along. We're going to have to start the new newsletter right away because, we have to, now it's time to start thinking about the annual meeting, and we're going to need candidates for the board. Whose terms are expiring this time?
I think mine is. I'm not sure.
Okay. And John. Okay. And John. And one. Okay. So. All right.
How long? 2 years.
2 years. Yeah.
Well, then I'm.
You're done. Okay. All right. Community announcements. Firewise. Do you have an announcement? WCAA in the announcements. Public forum, 2 minutes. Well, anybody have anything to address us about? Victoria.
Two little points and a major point. I'd like to know when the minutes were published that you approved because they were not on the website at 8 this morning. Number two, it was brought up at a previous meeting that the fire station, you get bids to have it painted, et cetera. What's the status of that?
Still waiting on bids. On bids. But I am working on that.
Okay. And then number three, this is really a left over from the October meeting when Bill Kurosh was here. And really there was no time to continue the discussion of the appointment of the new board members because of time constraints with getting things set up for the chili fest. And I've reread the bylaws again. And you were right in appointing Terry if the appointment will fill the formerly vacant position only until the next annual meeting. The position that he filled was a two-year position. So therefore, that vacancy should have gone to the next person who got the next number of votes, which would have been Steve Nathanson. There's a period after the appointee will fill the formerly vacant position only until the next annual meeting of the members, period. Then it goes on to describe if it's the 2 years or whatever it would have been. You know, it really appears that this club that you gentlemen have formed have no intention of trying to expand the boundaries of this group. Bill, you've always complained about how the meetings used to be. Yeah, they were well attended. They were at 8 in the morning. You had to empty the bay for all the people. You complained about all the raucousness and how everybody interacted. You complained. I didn't notice anybody else at the other meeting at the meetings complaining about it. You seem to like the dictatorship that you have established. You could have taken a step forward and done the right thing and appointed Steve Nathanson to the board. But you want to keep your little club. You're intimidated by having somebody new come on, and that's my feeling. And you still could do the right thing. That's all.
Okay, thanks. Chris? Bob?
Nope, I'm good.
Lauren?
Yes?
Oh, no, you're not Lauren, you're Bill. Okay, now, Bill, do you have anything to say?
Well, I don't know if you want me to get in with the thing with Victoria. Victoria, I wrote it to mean...
No.
Okay. Other than that, I was just on listening to help if you guys said anything for me, so I have nothing to say.
Okay. Here's my position about this kind of comment. This is your opinion. We've answered this question before. There's no sense in keeping the discussion up, obviously. There's a difference of opinion about it, and we can discuss this, and then we degenerate into this back and forth, and there's no need to do it. So, anybody else have anything to say? In answer to what she said?
Bill,
yeah.
Another point, if you don't mind. At the September meeting, you said we would announce this to the community and see who would like to step up for board position. And then suddenly, you changed it on your own and called Terry to see if he'd run. You know, you say one thing, you do another thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now's the time, Victoria, for you to say it again, if you want, whatever you have to say.
I'm done.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Victoria, in regards to the minutes published, Chris published those early last week, so he confirmed that back to me, so I'll connect with him and find out. But they were supposed to be published. He confirmed that they were sent out early last week.
They're not on the website.
I'll communicate with him whenever I need. Thank you for bringing us my attention.
Okay. So the answer to the painting thing, he answered the minutes thing. There is no answer to the opinion. So, any other discussion?
What was the answer to the paint? Is our bids out? Or
we're working. I've been out of town. Life's been busy. So
okay.
I'll get back on.
Thanks, Bob.
So I just want to address the buddy thing or whatever you want to call it here. I mean, I've been here 2 years on the board, and there's been a lot of turnovers. It's not like there's certain people here to try to keep you here. This is all outside the contract and all outside of our bylaws and all that. But, I mean, our effort here is we're volunteers. And a lot of people come and go, and I've seen five or six or four, I can't remember.
But they come and go, and it's not like an elite little thing here because some people leave some. But we all come together here and try to get stuff done. And I've never, if I ever thought that this place was a little clique or a little club or something like that, I wouldn't be here. But I've never gotten that feeling here. I think people come on their own time and their own volition. And, you know, they have personal interests and bias, but, you know, you leave those outside the door, and it just becomes more of a group of people who are trying to better the community. So that's my only comment.
Okay.
Put just a quick segue. I think we are well represented up here, though. We have Data Patch. We have the Sheldon area well represented, heavily represented. We have the Big Bug area represented. So I think we're a good spread out board.
My position on this is, everybody's free to come and express their opinion, okay? And there should not be any reaction to that opinion. I mean, if everybody has an opinion, and it just is, you know, I understand it, okay? People have different opinions, have different, they like where things are. Sometimes they don't like the way things are. They express themselves. Thanks, Victoria. We've had a private conversation, and then I can express my opinion to you, but I don't want to do it in a public forum. Okay. Is that right?
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? How about a motion to adjourn? Nobody's going to do that? Steve's going to. Who's going to second? Rudy seconds. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. There we go. All right. Turn this off.
Sorry.